This morning, I'd like to spend some time on Ashrei, and specifically on the pasuk in Ashrei of Toiv Hashem Lakol V'Rachamov Al Kol Ma'asov. We will only be focusing this morning on the first part of this pasuk of Toiv Hashem Lakol. Not that we won't be discussing a little of V'Rachamov Al Kol Ma'asov. Let's begin. We are on page Kuf Lamed Beis in the Sefer Nafshi Choyles Avasecha. Kol Ma, in the bottom right side of the page, Kol Ma She'oise Hashem Yisbarach Imanu. Everything that Hashem does for us, Hakol Toivois Atzumois. Everything are tremendous acts of kindness, of good for us. For our ultimate good. It's a very powerful statement, sometimes difficult to understand. In the light of where we ourselves, we see things with our vision, that things are not always good for us. How can we say that it's always good for us? So we all know, we're all maiminim, we all know because whatever Hashem does for us, kol ma davar rachmano, everything Hashem does, l'tov, is good. He brings from the Sefer Rekeach, the Perish Rekeach, one of the Bali Tosfos. I heard from Reb Revda Zatzal was one of the last of the Bali Ruach HaKodesh. So the Rekeach was one of the last of the people who had the Ruach HaKodesh. He tells us as follows. Toiv Hashem lakol, bim toimar. V'mutayv lakol, lama ma'ani b'nei Adam, o memis b'neihem, miyasram. If Hashem is good to all, a very basic question. Why are people poor? Why are people's children, rachman al-salam, lo yaleinu, why sometimes they nifter? Why is there suffering? Toiv Hashem lakol, what kind of loving Creator would do this? Be'emes l'toivosim hu. The truth is, whatever happens to the person is for his benefit. It's for his good. Melech basav adam im chaitim kinegdoi. A king of flesh and blood, if one sins to this king, if the one who sinned to the king was a beloved person to the king will punish him. Miyasr him. What happens if the person is an enemy of the king? And the king captures him? Hargam. The king will kill him. But Hashem says the Rekeach, Im chayte adam kinegdoi, if a person will sin to Hashem, marich apoy, im yaset shuva. Hashem will wait and wait and wait. And after he's finished waiting and waiting and waiting, he will wait more to see maybe this person will do tshuva. Maybe this person will repent. Lo yasa, if the person did not do tshuva, miyasroi b'shevet pishoy, Hashem will hit the person, Hashem will punish the person. But first, Hashem waits. Tera miyamisenu, before he kills the person. He gives them the warning signs. Lefisha oyev tztaka, letzadek b'riyoysov. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oyev tztaka, He loves the righteous. Let Tzadik B'Yosef to make righteous, to correct his creations. Lekach Nemar, that's why it says, Toiv Hashem Lakol V'Rachamov Al Kol Ma'asov. Hashem is good to all, and His mercies Al Kol Ma'asov on all of His actions, all of His creations. Lefisha Asom, because Hashem created everything. Mirachim Al Kulam, He has mercy on all of them. Because they are Hashem's handiwork. Therefore, Hashem is good to all of them. This is the pirush of the Rekeach in Chelek Aleph Amud Kuf Mem Zayin of his Siddur. Let's just, after we read the words, we translated the words, let's discuss these words. The question was, if Hashem is good to all, why are there poor? Why are there suffering? Why is there difficult death to understand? And he answers with the mashal of a king, where if a king has someone who does something wrong to the king, if it depends who this person is. If he's a friend of the king will punish the person. If he's an enemy of the king will say off with his head. Lo kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so Hashem. Hashem is marach af. Hashem says, okay, I want the person to do tshuva on their own. It'll be higher madrega, a higher level of tshuva. Then eventually, if the person does not do tshuva, the next step is yisurim, punishment, suffering. And eventually, if that doesn't wake the person up, mises mechaperes, death atones. So the question is, if Hashem loves us, why are all these tragedies taking place? The answer is, it's to cleanse us from the chet, from the sin. On top of the next page, on page Kuf Lamed Gimel, on the left side of the column of the page, Toiv Hashem Lakol, Afila biyisurim, even with the suffering, shehu mimarek bazeh avoynos. Another page from the Rekeach, he tells us because through the yisurim, Rachman Latzlan lo yaleinu, we should never have yisurim, but the yisurim cleanse the person. They wipe away his averis. Vimkein utoiv afilu l'rishoyim. Therefore, it's good even for the rishoyim. In miyaser oisam. If Hashem miyaser, if Hashem punishes them. Now, in the Sefer Nashi Cheles Avasecho, he says in the smaller print, he tells as follows. Chedai be'esa miris posuk zeh. It's appropriate when a person says this posuk of toiv Hashem lakol. What should his kavanah be? What is a kavanah to have when we say these words, Toiv Hashem Lakol? Lechavein b'machshavtoi, to concentrate, Shekeis ani megale daiti, that now I am expressing my thoughts, Al kol ma she'ovar olai b'ovar, that anything that transpired, that happened to me in the past, Al kol ma she'ovar olai b'hoiva, and anything that will happen to me in the future. He's telling us that when a person says these words of Toiv Hashem Lakol, he should be thinking that whatever took place in my past and that whatever will happen to me in the present and in the future, and on anything that will take place all the days of my life, on any aspect throughout the day, ani machriz, I am announcing, Umashrish binashi, and I am taking root in my soul. I'm planting this in my body, in my soul. Shahakol toivois atsumois hanishpois mimakor atoiv amiti. Everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the source of all good. Whatever took place in the past, whatever is taking place now in the present, and whatever will be taking place in the future. Shakol toivois, atzumois, hanishpois, everything is good, tremendously great things that happened to me. Mekor toiv amiti, from the source of all the good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki toiv Hashem lakol, because Hashem is good to all. And I believe shakol nishba mimcho yisbarach. Everything is influenced and comes through you and from you. Why? Rakid de lehetiv li ulishmosi, only to give to me good. B'toivos amitius nitzchius, with the real ultimate good, everlasting good. What a beautiful powerful kavana we're being taught over here when we say the words Toiv Hashem Lakol. And I can suggest that if a person will be zoicha to merit to have this kavana, his life will literally change. If he's doing this already, then he continues to do this, he'll continue to grow on a higher level. Even before we finish the next paragraph, let's understand what this means. I once gave someone a lift. He wasn't able to walk too well. And there was a bachur who was helping this person. I parked the car in front of this person's house. I went out of the car. This older man went out of the car, very slowly. And the two of us together, me on one side and this bachur on the other side, are walking the elderly man to his house. He went to his house. The bachur went off to his daily activities. I went back to my car, which was now locked with the keys inside. How did that happen? Like a nice, kind bachur, he locked the door on the way out. Because, technically, it's the right thing to do. The car, you leave a door, so, you don't want to leave the doors. Now, the problem was, I had my keys in the car. Because I figured I'm going to be there for, I don't know, a minute or two, and come back. This is a kleinigkeit, a very small nothing. It was not a big deal at all. I just called my wife 5 minutes away. She came, she unlocked the door, and we went on with life. Now, I once borrowed a car from someone. And he just installed. I used to borrow this car all the time. A friend of mine. And I parked the car in a not the best way to park a car, blocking a driveway, with intention of going back into the car and driving off. I parked the car. And he just installed an automatic lock system. So as soon as the car goes off, this is New York, by the way. Now everything makes sense, right?
Oh, yeah.
As soon as the car goes off, and you close the door, you hear a double click, even though you don't press anything. So I turn around with like the smile on my face, I assume, and I try to open the door. No go. Nothing's happening. Then this was, I met a police officer. It was a cold evening. I had a raincoat on. And my hands were in the coat. And I was approaching him. I see he puts his hand on his gun. He says to me, I started talking to him. He says to me, take your hands out of your pockets. So I took my hands out of my pockets. And I explained to him what happened. This is a very early hour in the morning now. And he said to me, I'm sorry, I can't help you. We don't have those type of jack things, whatever it's called, to unlock the car. This, once again, this is a kleinigkeit, nothing. Nothing. We would call it an inconvenience. And we don't purposely lock our keys in the car to say, Toiv Hashem Lakol! Yes, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu! We don't lock someone else's keys in the car and say, oh, it's for the best! Hatzlacha Rabba! But when something happens throughout the day because I had to get somewhere, I have an appointment to get to, and I did everything I had to do. I checked ahead and I made sure no traffic on this route, and everything and yet I still get stuck in traffic. That's still the Toiv Hashem Lakol Behoive at the present moment, as it was Ba'avar in the past, as it will be in the future. What happens is when the person says this three times a day, Toiv Hashem Lakol, and has this kavana, I want to suggest there are three words. Toiv Hashem Lakol, three words. We can try to think past, present, and future. To remind us, those three words refer to the past, present, and future. Toiv Hashem Lakol. That whatever Hashem does is for our benefit. Whether we see it or understand it, that's irrelevant. We have to constantly feed this into our neshama. Right now, my family because my son, my Rafal had that flu, so the rest of us got on Tamiflu. We're all taking Tamiflu. Baruch Hashem, everyone's feeling well. He actually finished it, so everyone else is taking the medicine. He's fine. But it's preventative. We're constantly putting that anti-flu medicine into our system. Toiv Hashem lakol, Toiv Hashem lakol, Toiv Hashem lakol. 3 times a day we say this pasuk. We constantly are telling ourselves, Hashem is good to me. He was good in the past, He is good today, and He will be for the rest of the whole day, the rest of my life. No matter whether I understand it or not. Now let's finish the next few lines over here. V'afilu im b'shas ma'isa, and even at the time when something happens, kasher nisoyin v'akoyshi misgaber olai, when the test, the challenge is so strong and it's overpowering me, ein daitim yusheves olai tamid karoy, at that present moment, a person might not have the clear sense of mind, lahargish heitev es goydel toivas Hashem Yisbarach, to appreciate, in all honesty, how whatever is taking place is really for my benefit. Hagenuza b'chol hargosha v'hargosha. But yet, in reality, it all is for my benefit. It's just hidden, which I don't feel it and appreciate it yet. Aval achshav ani zoyche lehoyer legvoye ba'imek. Pnimis nafshi ula hachriz es ha'akora ha'kdoisha hazu. Sha'ata toiv lakol. Choman sha'ata isi imodi. Ha'komi rotzen ha'toiv ulehiti v'imodi be'emes. But now, when a person is saying this tefillah, it's very difficult. We should never experience any tzar or anything which we can't understand in life. At Bishas Maisa, we're emotional people. We have feelings. Like we said, you know, I didn't dance the jig when I got my keys stuck in that car. And that's not the response. The response at that time is, oh, great, now what? How am I getting the keys out of the car? Or whatever the situation might be. Like I spoke by the bris this past Friday, I was zeich to bring my son Aaron to the bris of Avram Vinu. And I said, it was a very interesting Shalom Zachar. And around an hour into the Shalom Zachar, my 11-year-old son, my Yosef, he calls me over. I remember the hand motion. I quickly, as soon as I saw him do that, I realized right away something's wrong. I realized either what happened did happen, that my Rafal had a seizure, or I thought my 5-year-old son, Yisrael Yaakov, got somehow into nuts and was having a nut allergy. No reaction, allergy reaction. The first case, my Rafal was seizing, he was shaking, and it's a febrile seizure, which is what they call it, when the temperature of the body, you could explain to me better than I could say, DACA, but basically the difference of the temperature of the body shooting up, or someone told me also it could shoot down, this is what go down, but the fast change of the temperature is what brings on this seizure where the body needs to let off the steam. And called 911 Friday night. And I have to tell you, in Ballard-Kinwood, every third person is a doctor. Okay? So I pick up my son, I'm holding him. I said, is there any doctor in the house, in the room? The place is silent. I just asked someone to start speaking. He said to me afterwards, he said, that was the worst word I ever said in my life. But he repeated it, I had to hear what he had to say. And there's not one doctor. As soon as I left, pediatrician came, intern came. But it was the best thing to go to the hospital anyway. And they found, we took a chest x-ray, and they went inside his nose as well, and they found he had the flu. And I'm sitting there while my son is lying on the hospital bed. I'm sitting there in the emergency room and thinking to myself, and this is what I spoke by the bris, and I said, what's going on here? This is Shalom Zachar going on tonight. And I said, what's the message? Step number one, the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Hei Aleph tells us, when something takes place in the person's life, we have to look into our actions and try to see where what needs to be fixed up. Hashem is talking to us, and we're not Nevi'im, so we can't necessarily know 100%. But we should try to take the message. And then this is a few days after Purim. And then I said to myself, I know exactly why this is happening. I know exactly why this is happening, I said to myself. And the answer is, because I don't know anything. That's the answer. Why is this happening? Because Hashem is saying, this is my Ratzon. This is what I want to happen right now. That in the middle of a Simcha, right now, Hashem Zachar, it wasn't a major, Baruch Hashem wasn't any major. I mean, unfortunately, my son, he had to go through what he went through. He put the IV in his arm and he vomited on the stretcher in the ambulance. And of course, he was scared, 104 fever. And it took 15 minutes just to get the scale to give him the Tylenol. Okay, whatever it is. But this is the Ratzon Hashem. Just like the Ratzon of Hashem was to take a Bas Yisrael, Esther, Hadassah, and to bring her into the palace with an Achashverosh. Imagine, Chmuel Litzlon, we would hear a Jewish lady was taken to Ahmadinejad to be his wife. How can we understand something like that? We can't understand. And that's what Hashem is telling me. We can't understand. And that's the message we're saying over here. Toiv Hashem Lakol. How is Hashem good? I have no idea. All I know is Hashem is good. What took place in my past, what's taking place in the present, and the future. Toiv Hashem Lakol. I think, you know, there's more for us to see today, but I think if we just, sometimes you see too much, we forget what we saw already. I think if we can focus, if we can take out from today, and this year, this part of this message over here, past, present, and future, these three words, Toiv Hashem Lakol, Hashem is good, Lakol, to all, at all times, there'll be a massive, major, powerful impact on our everyday life. We'll stop here for today. Yashar Koyach, thank you.